learned. Maybe we'll do the next Shulchan Aruch.
We're not going to do the whole thing because it did take quite a bit of time. Even though it's really very, it's not simple, but it's simple, whatever it is. Once you know it, it's easy. So basically, it all this Bir Halacha is really important. I probably should have had you start with the Bir Halacha because then everything else makes more sense. The Bir Halacha explains that there is a contradiction, a stira between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, which is talking about some kind of... the Gemara in Pesachim is not talking, it doesn't seem to me, about any particular halacha. It's talking about actually the distance from the Rekia to the Shemayim, and it's talking... So it says, in the Gemara in Pesachim, it says... the different opinions in the Gemara in Pesachim, but one opinion says that... Mishkias, it's talking about how long a person can, how far a person can walk in a day. Malos hashachar neitzachama, you can go 4 milen. Mishkias hachama atzis kolchovim arbaas milen. So it says that what that from shkias hachama until atzis kolchovim is 4 milen. Okay, meaning the time that it takes to walk 4 milen is the interval between shkias hachama and atzis kolchovim. Tosfos over there already in Pesachim, asked the Kasha, how can you say this? The Gemara on Shabbos, Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Besof, B'Memad Likin, Amar, Ezo Ben Hashmoshos, Mishatishka Hachama, Kol Zman, Shepnei HaMizroch, Madim, and Div Rav, Maskin Hasam, the Ben Hashmoshos, Div Rav Yehuda, I don't know who, Rav Yochanan, Tlosa Rivoy Mil. Okay, so it says in the Gemara on Shabbos that Ben Hashmoshes is 3/4 mil, and here in the Gemara Pesachim it says that the time between Shkia and Seisak Kochavim is 4 mil. So is it 3/4 mil or is it 4 mil? Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam says over here, he already says it. V'yesh lo madachama mitchila Shkia. That when it says it's 4 mil, it means from the beginning of Shkia. Da'ayna mishoshim aschela sacham likonas ba'ovei arakia ad halai havidalad mil. That from the time that what we call sunset, when the sun actually sets, that's called Tchilas Shki according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam made up that term. It doesn't say Tchilas Shki anywhere in the Gemara. He just says, it's a Shki here, it's a Shki there. That, when that uses the word Shki here, it doesn't mean real Shki, or it doesn't mean the same Shki, it means Tchilas Shki, the beginning of the process or whatever. That's sunset. And the time from Tchilas Shki up until nighttime is 4 milen, right? And when it says over here in Shabbos, V'hasim koma misov shkia. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's a tchila shkia and a sov shkia. Tchila shkia seems to have, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no halachic significance. That's what we call sunset. All right? It's an astronomical event that happens in the world, the sun sets. But it has no halachic significance, as far as I could tell, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? It's after sunsets, what's the halachic status of that time period? Vadayom, exactly. Up until for another 3/4 mil, which is something around an hour. For an hour after the sun sets, it's still Vadayom. And then you have something called Sof Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And when Sof Shkia occurs, you enter the period called Bein Hashmoshes, which is halachically what? Halachically, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So when it says that you're supposed to be Mosif, what?
So according to him, how long is that period?
3/4 mil, I don't know, how many 13, minutes? 14 minutes, 13 minutes?
After the 4 mil comes the 3/4?
No, it's...
After the 3 and a quarter, it's 4 from sunset up until Seitz Kochavim. It's 3 and a quarter from Tchila Shkia to Sof Shkia. It's 3/4 from Sof Shkia to Seitz Kochavim. Could I write on this wall?
No.
Tom Leonson.
So from Sofshkia.
Why is he in charge of painting?
He's saying it's 3/4 mil.
That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Yes.
And that's not
that's Bein Hashmoshes.
That's Bein Hashmoshes, but that's just based on a calendar. There's no phenomenon that's happening at that point.
Nothing. Well yeah, I know.
The light on the
it's darker, I guess. I don't know. It's a Sufik Lila. It may be Lila already.
And understand, but there's nothing you can see in the.
You can't see anything. I don't think.
No. It's about the light of the what type of light comes from the eastern horizon?
Western
horizon at that point.
Maybe he says most of the light.
There's nothing obvious. It's darker.
Darker, right? Okay.
Describe that darkness.
All right. That's the Shizushita Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Yes. And if you look, and the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Lamed, Reish Lamed Sif Beis, Yesh Omrim, there are some Rishonim, not all Rishonim, that hold Shetzorach L'Hos Michol Al Kodesh. You have to add extra time onto Shabbos. Uzman Tosef Ezeh, Mitchilas Hashkia, She'ein Hashem Es Niris Al Aris Adzben Me'anish Mashos. When do you do the Tosefes? So you do the Tosefes from the... He's using the language... Whose language is he using?
Tosfos.
Rabbeinu Tam's language, right? Mitchila Sashkia. What does he mean? Remember that... What is Tchila Sashkia?
Sunset.
When do you add on Mikol Shalchol, right? After sunset. Right? Because after sunset is what? Vadayom, that's when he ate it. Ad ben hashmashos. Vazman hazeh, how long is it from sunset, Tchilas Hashkia, up until ben hashmashos? Gimel milen revia. It's 3.25 milen. Whose sheet is this? Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Had Mechaber Paschal, and the Ramah agrees.
This is the second dip.
Second dip?
Of the sun.
The sun
is completely below the horizon.
No, the sun is completely below the horizon by Tchilashkia.
Right. Not completely. You can't see the sun.
The sun is not visible by Tchilashkia.
Below the horizon.
Rabbeinu Tam's skia is.
No.
Tchilashkia,
right?
The sun has set.
You can't see the orb of the sun. There's still light, probably, but you cannot see the orb of the sun.
All right.
So it's clear the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Tam, right? He uses the terminology and he says the halacha. Right. You have to do, if you hold, you have to be mostly because of the hole, when do you have to do it? When it's Vadayom, you can't do it when it's Sofik Laila. So you do it for an hour, you have an hour after sunset to be Mosif Mikodesh Alcho. Ratzalas also Kulotos Efes, you want to hear that whole period, you want to be Mosif Mikodesh Alcho? Far Osa, that's fine. Ratzalas of Minik Tzah Mikzas Osa, it doesn't appear to be any clear, how much do you have to Mosif? There's no defined amount, how much. Ubavach Yosef Ezizman, sometimes it has to be Vadayom Michol HaKodesh. It can't be Ben HaShmoshos. It has to be sometime, which is Vadayom, that you're making Mikabel Shabbos early. So Mikabel Shabbos, meaning if you Mikabel Shabbos an hour after the sunset, you're Mikabel Shabbos early. Well, not an hour, but 50 minutes, whatever it is. Bashir Zman Ben up. Now comes Ben HaShmoshos. What's Ben HaShmoshos? Bashir Zman Ben HaShmoshos, who Gimel Revi'i Mil. Shumahalech Elef, it's 1500. The time it takes to walk a mil is
2000.
So 1500
is three quarters.
Is 3/4.
Wow.
Kodem halayla. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says. Okay, it's exactly right. Rabbeinu Tam. So when does Ben Hashmoshos happen? 3.25 mil after sunset is Ben Hashmoshos. Then you have a period, that's Sof Shkia, what Rabbeinu Tam called it. And for that period, for another 3/4 mil, is Ben HaShemoshes up until Tesek HaChom, which is Vade Laila.
So it's another 15 minutes.
Whatever, 14, 15, however. Exactly what the minutes of a mil is subject to discussion.
Well, 18, if it's 18.
If it's 18, so then it's
13 and a half.
Okay,
13
and a half halachic minutes.
13 and a half minutes, not halachic minutes.
13 and a half minutes.
Minutes, not halachic minutes. Minutes.
Yeah, because walking, doesn't really matter if it's summer or winter.
The minutes are the same, right?
Unless you go in the snow.
Well, this doesn't seem to depend on what season it is either. The only thing that depends, of course, is when the sun actually sets. Depends on the season, right. But the distance. Rabbeinu Tam, it does not appear to be any, and this is a topic of discussion, there doesn't seem to be any qualification. It depends what time of the year it is, depends what latitude it is, what longitude. It doesn't seem to...
It
It is problematic, but Beta time doesn't introduce that factor at all. Hagah, the Ramah says, how do you know how early could you be Mekabel Shabbos? Mekabel Shabbos from Tuesday? From Wednesday? So it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, but apparently the earliest time is Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, we haven't talked about Plaga Mincha yet. I don't know if we're going to talk about it yet. But let me just show you that. Let's look at the, that is the Shita of the Gra. I'm sorry, of the Rabbeinu Tam. And then let's look at how that applies to Tfilas Mincha. Let's skip the Bir Alocha. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Tfilas Mincha, Simen Reish Limit Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. Okay, and actually there's a question. That's what Zman Tefilas Mincha starts. There's a question. What about if you davened if the sheshos were yotze or not? Because the extra half hour, some say it's only to make sure that you're not davening too early. But if you did the yevet, maybe you're yotze. So that's a discussion. The ikar zmana mitesh sheshos umechzul lamala ala delayla lerabbanan. So ikar zmana. Remember, we learned that the two things: the zmincha ketana. And it's Mincha Gedola, right? Mincha Gedola is when?
After six and a half
hours. And Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours. And really, this man, for some reason, because this is when they, that's when they usually brought the carbon, the best time is Mincha Ketana. It's when they usually brought the carbon. And for some reason, that is the preferable time to daven Mincha. And that's the start time for Mincha, right? When's the end time for Mincha? So l'rabbanan, it's ad halayla. Rabbi Yehuda, this is Shulchan Aruch is quoting the shitas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really do that, right?
Yeah.
He usually doesn't quote you Tanoim, the Machlokes Tanoim in the Shulchan Aruch.
Because they didn't decide.
This is a special case. Rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha shehu sof yud alef shos chasu revia. It means the reason it says sof is for a reason because of the discussion of Gemara. But basically, it's what. It's 1.25 shows before Laila. Not before Shkia. Please, Erwin.
I'm sorry.
Didn't say anywhere anything about Shkia. It said Laila. Hagon, the Ramah says, Umesharin shows Elul lefi inyan hayom. How do you... doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara how do you determine the shows, right? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara how you determine the shows. It just says shows. But how do you calculate it? How long is a shoah? So, based on the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, the Ramah Paskins, that you know how you calculate a shoah? It's called something that he calls a shoah. It's a shoah manis, and the Misharim shows elufi inyan hayom, depending on what kind of day it is. V'mayom aruch v'sharim yud bei shoahs v'mekorim shoahs manios. V'chein kol mokim shir chacham b'shoahs. Misharim shows Elul is based on the Rambam. I think it's a Rambam here, by the way, in Perish Mishnayis. We could look it up if we had the time, but we don't. That we calculate these hours based on Shos Manias. The Asikna, how do you pass it in this Machlokes to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, whether it's Ad Plag HaMincha or Ad HaLaila, Ad HaErev, seems to introduce this. He replaces the word Adha Erev in the Mishnah with the term Adha Laila, right? Vasikna, the maskona of the Gemara is David Kamar Ova. Either way is okay. You think that makes it easy, right? Because you can do it either way? Not so simple. There's a qualification. V'hushi asala olam kachayv minayu. Many of the Gemara doesn't say this. But we show them say, yeah, you could do either way, but you got to pick a side.
And be consistent.
Right? And you got to be consistent. You decide you're a devotee of Rabbi Yehuda, then that's it. You're a Rabbi Yehuda man for the rest of your life. Shimot Rabbonim espalo mincha ad alayla. If you espalo mincha up until nighttime, shuveni yochel espalo arv espalo mincha lamala. You can't have him arv that early. Vim osek Rabbi Yehuda espalo arv espalo mincha lamala. So she zoish lo espalo mincha be osa shah. The achshav shenogel espalal tefilas mincha ad halayla, right? Now that apparently the minig was that they daven mincha up until layla, doesn't say what layla is. Ein lespalal tefilas arvis kodem shkias achama. So he doesn't say that either. He can't be mespalal mariv early because you're. It seems like layla and shkias achama are the same thing, or pretty much the same thing.
Not holding layla.
like the Rebbe Yehuda here.
No. Yeah, because we hold like the we seem to. That's what he says. Oxygen nagel like whom? Like the chacham. Like the chacham. Right. Like the rabban. Ad halaylo. Ad ha'erev.
Wait a minute.
The im b'di'evet is pal tefilas avos v'plaga mincha l'mala yotza. B'di'evet, he says, if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, you could be yotze. B'shas etchak, it's pal tefilas avos v'plaga mincha l'mala. Not only b'di'evet, but even b'shas etchak, it could be somach for Rabbi Yehuda. Well, didon b'mdilas elu. Okay, so that's what the Mechaber said, the mispal amarev up until when?
Night.
Well, didon, Ramah says, we have a different custom. B'mdilas eshenog mispal avos v'plaga mincha, we don't daven mincha up all night time, we daven marav early. Ne plaga mincha. Okay? Ain lo espaul mincha achakach. Okay, obviously, if you're davening marav already from plaga mincha, like whom?
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
So now you can no longer daven marav in that time period. You can no longer daven mincha in that time period. Of the Yevet, Obashas el Chak, Yot espaul mincha ad alayla, the Hainu, ad say sakol chavim. Okay? So this is the important part of it. So first of all, there's a machlokas between, I don't know if machlokas, but there's, yeah, it seems a machlokas between Chachmei, the Sforad, and Chachmei Ashkenaz, as to what they, who they held like, in general. Did they held in general? You could do the Ovid, Kabar, Ovid, Dov, Kabar, Ovid. So the Sephardic lands did like one, and the Ashkenaz lands did like another.
This looks like towns can choose. It doesn't look like people can
choose. Well, but it seems right, exactly.
Because people,
right, they have to make.
We're gonna have two shuls.
Well, you got. Yeah, it seems like in those days, you had, if you lived in Sfard, they davened one time. They davened what? They davened mincha up until nighttime, and they davened marav afterwards. And in Ashkenaz, it could have to do also with where they lived, what happened after nighttime, whether or not. It seems in Ashkenaz they wanted to be home before dark. That's probably they didn't want to be out, they wouldn't want to be out too late. I'm making this up. I don't know if it's true,
but
it's
a good thing.
They didn't want to be out too late, so they wanted to daven marav early. You want to daven marav early, you got to daven mincha early. So you have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, yes.
But normally when we hold that odd command, we think of it as an individual, but here it looks like it's the town.
It could be it is an individual, but once a town has a minig, you have to follow the minig of town.
Well, the Ashkenaz were in northern, I assume, northern Europe, right? And the Sephardi were close
more
to the
southern. Together. Yes, that's true. And therefore?
New Sephardim? Spain.
The Chachamim, the Sephardim, their day was shorter.
I don't know. I'm sure there's been a lot written on this, why it worked out that way. I made up my Okay, maybe that's I can't say you're wrong. Maybe. Okay.
When they were davening in the field, they didn't. It was late. It must have still been somewhat light. Remember, we learned they were davening in the field. That's why we add on the
yes, on Friday nights, they added on a Chazar Sashat to give people time.
That was in the time of the Gemaras.
Yes. So what about it?
So that's proof.
That what?
That they davened Marav early. Before it was completed.
No, I don't see the proof.
How does this work with the fact that the best time to daven mincha is from Plag HaMincha?
Not Plag HaMincha, Mincha Gedola.
Mincha
Katana. 9.5, that's not Plag HaMincha.
Oh, that's 9.5. Okay.
That's not
that's before Plag HaMincha.
That's the beginning.
The coming is from Mincha Katana at Plag HaMincha. From Mincha Katana at
Halayla.
Ad Halayla.
From according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's from Mincha Katana at Plag HaMincha.
That's the preferred time, yes. Yes.
Then after Plag, it's about
Mincha. Okay, so it says that the remote, it says that what? That you daven
Mincha.
If you hold that you mispalel Mincha ad Halayla, then you can't be mispalel Marev before Shkiyas HaChama. So the Mishnah Berurah Siman Tes says, what does it mean you can't be mispalel before Shkiyas HaChama? If you're davening, he says, Rotzalom a Sof Shkiyah. Okay? When we talk about, we're not talking about sunset over here in the Mechaber. It means Soshkia, which is what? 3 1/4 mil after sunset.
No, 3 1/4 right here.
Shehu l'das Mechaber. That's the sheet of the Mechaber of when Shkia Sechama is. The real Shkia, the halakhic Shkia, is what? Sof Shkia. Okay? Zman muat kodem tzeisachovim. It's a short time before tzeisachovim. How much before tzeisachovim is it?
3 1/4
of a mil. The afagav degam oz ein lespalo at tzeisachovim mamish. The mikod mechen have a rock suffic Lila. Even though.
Last paragraph
on the bottom.
Last paragraph on the bottom.
It says in the Mechaber that what? That that the minug in Sfard was the Mespalo Mincha Ad Halayla, and then they says you can't have a Marav before Shkiyas Hachama. So he says what it means is, it means you can't have a Marav before the Shkiyas Hachama of the Mechaber, which is the Shkiyas Hachama of Rabbeinu Tam,
right,
which is really a short time before Tzeis Kolchovim. He says when it says you can't daven it before Shkia Sechama, it doesn't really mean before. It doesn't even really mean before Sof Shkia. What it really means is before. If you daven like the Chachamim, daven Mincha Ad Halayla. So when can you daven Marav?
After Shkia.
So it says in the Mechaber you can daven Marav, you can't do it before Shkia Sechama. So Mishnah Berurah says that means the second Shkia Sechama, which is close to Tzeis Kolchovim. And Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't even mean the self Shkia. It really means what?
Lila.
Which is really what?
Tzeis
Kolchovim. So, but since the space between. Just to make me more confused, since the distance or the interval between Sof Shkia and Tzeis Kolchovim is only 3 1/4 of a mil, so when he says you can't daven Marav before Shkia Sechama, he really means you can't daven Marav before when? Tzeis Kolchovim. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Mikom Havirak Sofik Lali, you can't daven before Tzeis Kolchovim because it's only a Sofik then. So he said, Kilchamas Sibir Shalamanei, Bahai Purtolodok, this 3 1/4 of a mil, he uses the term Shkia, which means Sof Shkia, which really means Tzeis Kolchovim. Sof Shkia is 3 1/4 of a mil before Tzeis Kolchovim, but Hai Purta Lodok is not that precise. It's close to Tzeis Kolchovim.
So
that's what the Mishnah Berurah, Harlev Shat Mechaber. Okay, gentlemen, I think that we're going to have to stop over here. Belin Nader, we'll continue in this. There's a lot more over here. But just summarize what we did. We haven't gotten to the Shita of the Gur yet. So far, we've still been doing only the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, when it says, seemingly, when it says in our Gemara that according to Chachamim Tfilas Mincha Ad Ha'erev, what it really means, Tfilas and Mincha, up until when? Up until when? Yes, in Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean? Ad Ha'erev? I'd say it means what?
13 1/2.
I think it means 3 1/4 of a mil before Tzeis Kolchovim. That's what Ad Erev means. That's what I think it means.
What? For Mincha?
For Mincha. Right? And when... and
So Erev means just not day. According to this. Erev is not day.
Well, I don't know. Actually, it's really strange. The word
it's
normally...
It's the dividing line between the...
And let me ask you something. In Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, when he says from Shkia, what do you think he meant from Shkia?
He said until...
I didn't read
it.
What
did he do? He didn't do the Tamir. Rashi said, Meshech HaShecha. So that could be, Meshech HaShecha could be Sof Shkia. Right? That's HaShecha. Could be.
That theoretically could be already... It's already
quite, it's dark. Quite dark. Yeah. It's sunset an hour ago. Yeah. I assume it's pretty dark.
So that's
safe? But no,
it's not safe. It's 3 1/4 of a mil before it's safe.
Right. He agrees.
And
who agrees? Yeah.
He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam.
Who does?
Rabbeinu Tam.
He could easily agree with it. He talks about Shkia, but you don't know what Shkia he's talking about. It could be either way.
No, but when it's sprinkling. When
it's Shkia, you don't know what it is.
Tam say that a 3 1/4 period before Vadei Laila is Bein Hashmashos.
Yes. And you shouldn't be davening mincha then, because it may be laila.
So you can't daven. You cannot daven mincha.
I don't think so. Beirash Moshes.
What?
It's not a
laila. It's suffik. Suffik laila. Well, you want to daven a vade mincha or a suffik mincha?
It's suffik
vade laila. It's suffik vade laila. Exactly. It's a suffik vade laila. Yes, that's exactly right. Also called the Vaday Sofik Laila.
Erev Ben Habayim. Erev means, doesn't mean night, Erev, does it? Erev means Ben
Habayim. Ben Habayim is not the same thing. That's between the two Erevs.
What the term Ben Habayim means is a whole discussion. In the
right, so
there's
two Erevs.
Okay, we'll stop over here, gentlemen.
Erev is not mine.
Actually,
I hope you're not too confused.
Rebuke,
what I like is...